Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater calling from Canby, Oregon today. Today is Wednesday, June 28th, 2023. And today we are reading from the Big Book. We're in the chapter 7, Working with Others, and you'll find us on page 90. We're going to work with paragraph 2 today and tear that one apart, see how it fits for compulsive overeaters. Begins with, if there is any indication that he wants to stop, and ends with, if the tables were turned. Today, the readers are the 12 steps, Karen KZ, the 12 traditions, Candy P. Reading the text today in support for that would be Vanessa G, Cheryl S, and Kara L. Reading newcomers today at the end of the meeting, please stick around to the very last moment. You'll hear Carla C inviting newcomers, folks that have never introduced themselves, as well as inviting available sponsors to give their contact info. And at 2 minutes before the top of the hour, we'll hear from Shelley E. about announcements here at A Vision for You, because there's always something fantastic going on, and you don't want to miss that. The share ID numbers for Tuesday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting, that would be June 27, 2023, is 20388. 20,388. And then this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, Big Book Study Meeting, share ID number is 20391, 20,391, and that would be for June 28th, 2023. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I would like to ask Karen KZ to please read those 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous for us. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Thanks, Melanie. Thanks for your service. This is Karen KZ in Missouri, gratefully recovered today. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct demands to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do service. I pass.
Thank you very much, Karen KZ from Missouri. And now I'd like to ask Candy P to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Candy. Press a quick star one, please.
Good morning, everyone. This is Candy P in New York, grateful for the opportunity to do service. The 12 traditions. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Candy P. from New York, for your service today. Thank you so much. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 immediately to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone, except the one that's speaking, should be muted using the star 1 key function only, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 90, looking at taking apart paragraph 2 today, and you'll find that in the chapter, Working with Others. And I would like to ask Vanessa G. to please read that paragraph this morning for us so that we can get started and share her experience. And then we'll open it up to the greater part of the meeting today. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning, Melanie. Good morning, everyone. My name is Vanessa G., and I'm recovered in New Mexico. This is page 90. If there is any indication that he wants to stop, have a good talk with the person most interested in him, usually his wife. Get an idea of his behavior, his problems, his background, the seriousness of his condition, and his religious leanings. You will need this information to put yourself in his place, to see how you would like him to approach you if the tables were turned. My take on this is, I guess, sort of starts with the place that I was as a unrecovered compulsive overeater, you know, as an addict of any kind. I was self-seeking and fearful and selfish and to the extreme. And up until now, you know, first I learned to become God-seeking as opposed to self-seeking. And as a result of that, lost a good deal of my fear. Now, in step 12, the program is teaching me how to be unselfish, how to listen, how to have empathy, how to have compassion, and all the things that were missing in my life prior to my recovery. And this paragraph ends with, you know, put yourself in his place. See how you would like him to approach you if the tables were turned. So in order to do that, I need to listen. I need to take in all the information that I can about this person in front of me who also wants to recover, who wants, you know, the answer to his compulsive eating. And then put myself in his shoes, walk in his moccasins, so to speak, and become a different person. You know, no longer am I looking for answers for myself. I'm looking for answers from a higher power, from God. And I'm hoping that those answers flow through me and from me to the person seeking those answers also. There's nobody else in the world that can understand what we have gone through the way another compulsive overeater can. You know, the torture of the obsession of always trying to find that food fix, and then when finding it only lasts for a short period of time, and then having to find it again, and over and over and over again, repeating the same pattern. So I am so grateful to have found answers in this program. I am so grateful to have found a God that works for me in this program. I'm so grateful to have found you, my fellows, who understand me. And most of all, I am so grateful for the transformation that has occurred, you know, within me, that has grown my heart. Thank you, Melanie, for letting me be of service today.
Thank you very much, Vanessa G., for getting us started this morning. Thank you very much. So the line's now open for additional comments. We're going to be taking apart paragraph 2 on page 90 in the chapter Working with Others in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And it begins with, if there's any indication that he wants to stop, and ends with, if the tables were turned. First name, first initial, your last name, and the state. And although we do value everyone's experience, we just ask that you limit your sharing time to every third day in order for us to be able to cover other experiences on this line as well. Thank you.
Jody East, California.
Jody E.,
Stephen
somebody
G.
from Nevada.
Cheryl
S. from Nevada.
And I have Stephen G. Cheryl, we'll get you from Nevada, the last initial later, Stephen G. And who was next after Stephen? Did I hear Kara?
Kara L. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyone else this morning?
Ian F., Kentucky.
Ian F. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Robin P. in Costa Rica.
Oh, good. X, we caught you just in time, Robin. Thanks. Okay. We're going to start with Jody E., then move on to Cheryl, and then Stephen, Kara L., Ian, and Robin. Thanks, Jody. 3 minutes for you, Mademoiselle. Good to hear you.
Good morning. Thank you, Melanie. Good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., gratefully recovered in California, where it is foggy and cold and drizzling this morning. I'm not sure I can share anything more that's already been beautifully said by Vanessa. Thank you, Vanessa. But I will chime in and share similar thoughts. Yes, it is a turnaround, isn't it? We come in hurting. I was in self-pity, a lot of self-pity and fear and terror, really, of this disease and not knowing what to do. My life was unmanageable. And I got on this line, this particular meeting, and heard all of you share that you were recovered. Wow. And I wanted what you had. So I took the steps as they are laid out to be taken in this wonderful book of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I, too, found a transformation from a self-centered life to a life of service, for which I'm so grateful today. How can I be of service to the next suffering compulsive overeater? I can be uniquely helpful as a compulsive overeater. I may not be every sponsee's ticket to their recovery. I may be just one more sponsor along their path. But I can still be of service even if they don't recover. I don't know where people are on their journey. I don't know exactly what they need. All I can do is share my experience, strength, and hope, share this book with them, share this journey with them, and do my best. And that is all I can do. And the rest is up to their higher power and to them. So we don't usually go to the spouse of the sponsee and talk to them about the person. That's perhaps the way of the way it was, but not so much today. But I can ask them about themselves and their history and their religious leanings or their spiritual leanings and learn much about them. So it's a wonderful process, and I'm so grateful to be on this path with all of you. Thank you, Melanie, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Jody E. from California. Next up is Cheryl S., I believe, from Nevada, followed by Stephen G. from Canada. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning. This is Cheryl S. from Nevada, gratefully recovered compulsive overeater. And this is an interesting paragraph. The last speaker kind of touched on it a little bit in that, you know, it starts out saying, we have a good talk with the person most interested in him. And I've been sponsoring since March, so I'm pretty new at this, but that has not been my experience, you know, that I speak to a family member or a good friend. And so what I do is, I just take the time after I put my name out, you know, at the end of the meeting, or if I have an opportunity or someone asks me what, you know, someone knows me, knows that I lost some weight and that I'm different than I was before. You know, I share a very little bit about myself, but then I take the time. I just ask them, well, tell me what your story is, you know, tell me what you're thinking. And I get to know them a little bit that way. So I really take some time at the front end there, and just let them talk. And I talk a little bit. They usually want to know, you know, how do I sponsor? How does it work? And I have a very structured way of sponsoring. That's the way I was sponsored. I have a set of, you know, assignments for each step, and I give those to a sponsee, and then they do the assignment, and we get back together and discuss it. And the interesting thing, though, is that the three people that I have sponsored so far, each do it a little bit differently. You know, they have their own take. They have their own process of how they react to the assignments and how they put it all together. And it's interesting too, you know, at this point, I give them an opportunity. I give them three pre-steps to do some work, and it kind of gives them the opportunity to get abstinent. And also it gives me the opportunity to see where they are, you know, if they really are willing to go to any lengths, if they really, you know, are ready. And it gives us both the opportunity at the end of those three assignments to say, thank you, but I think maybe someone else might help me better, or I can say, I think there might be somebody that you might be a better fit with. And so I think the bottom line, thank you, that this paragraph just says, take some time and get to know each other. And with that, I will pass.
Thank you very much. Cheryl S. from Nevada. Next up, Stephen G. from Canada, followed in a quick 3 minutes with Kara L. Hey, Stephen. Good morning.
Good morning. Stephen G., recovered compulsive overeater, Toronto, Canada. The 12th step, the first part of it, as it's written, says, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. So the first part to approaching somebody is, I must have had a spiritual experience myself. Because more important than the words I say to this person is going to be my demeanor. They're going to see somebody that is peaceful, that has had physical recovery. And so when I share what's happened to me previously in my life, the effects of compulsive overeating, that's going to most impress them rather than the words I'm saying. And then it says if there's any indication that he wants to stop. And this paragraph was written in the 1930s before they had organized 12-step meetings. So people came to them in different ways. Most of the time, people that come to me are people that I've connected with somehow in a meeting. There have been times where somebody has asked me based on them knowing my story to speak to somebody who's not in the meeting. And I've come to talk to those people and realized that it's the person that directed me there that thought they had a problem, but the person I'm actually speaking to doesn't think they have a problem. And so if they don't think there's a problem, there's no problem. And then I have nothing further to do in that case. Most of the people who need some 12-step recovery believe there's a problem. But there's a difference between being willing to recover, wanting to recover, and truly being willing to recover. Willing to be entirely abstinent, willing to work the steps. And that becomes clear only through conversation and through experience. And then it says, how would I like to be approached? And of course, I'd like to be approached by somebody who has no attachment to whether I do the work or not. Somebody who just comes in a spirit of humility, peacefully, simply, and happily, and just shares their story. Here's the nature of the disease. Here's how it affected me. Here's the nature of the solution. Here's how I did it. And here's what the outcome was. And then, as the book says, presents the simple spiritual toolkit and places it at their feet, and then lets them decide if they want to do it or not. And that seems to be the most effective way. We can't force anything on anybody, and we can't come with any sort of evangelizing sort of way of approaching them. That's been my experience. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Stephen G. Next up would be Kara L. for 3 minutes, followed by Ian. Hi, Kara.
Good morning. Good morning, Mel. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from California. And, boy, gosh, so many amazing shares when I put my name out there and then listen. And I'm truly, truly grateful for our meeting. And thank you, everybody who has already shared and those that are going to. Thank you so much. If there's any indication that he wants to stop, you know, and like I've heard already, and like most people who come to me who want me to sponsor, they know they have a problem and they're seeking me out because they heard me on a meeting or they, you know, I know them or something like that. But this reminds me that it's not my work that gets done here. I'm only a guide, you know, and how do I best serve? Well, I best serve by listening, actively listening. I best serve by asking my higher power, what does this person need and how can I help? You know, is maybe I heard early on in my recovery, I was listening to a speaker who said, you know, I don't know how long I'm in this person's life for. It might be for a phrase, it might be for a week, it might be for a couple months, it might be for years. I don't know. So when I go into a relationship with a sponsee, a working relationship, if I keep in mind is it's not up to me how long I'm in their life. It's not up to me their recovery. All I can do is say, hey, see if you identify with my pain and suffering, you know, and see if, you know, and can I give you some hope that there was a solution for me and there is a solution for you also. And how can I be of service? And getting to know them, you know, getting an idea of his behavior, his problems, his background, the seriousness of his condition, his religious leanings, you know, that's all part of me actively listening. And it's also part of me saying, you know, higher power, how can I serve? You know, why am I here? And then just going with that, you know, to the best of my ability and being as vulnerable and as honest and as kind and compassionate as I know how to be. You know, because that's what I want. I'm looking forward to hearing from everybody else, and thank you for everybody that shared before me. Incredible today. And I pass.
Thank you much, Kara L. Next up would be Ian F. from Kentucky, followed by Robin T. And I just want to remind folks just a moment here, Ian, that you'll find us on page 90 of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are studying the paragraph number 2, if there's any indication that he wants to stop that single paragraph today. And welcome to those that are just joining us. My name is Melanie C., moderating the meeting today. We have 6 minutes, so get prepared. Hi, Ian, your 3 minutes will start right about now.
Hey, I'm Ian F., compulsive overeater. Very grateful to be here. Reading this paragraph, the thing I always find when talking to someone who's just coming in is we have this, when I started working, we went to the doctor's opinion and we talked about the mental twist where we forget the problem that we have. And when I hear it, this paragraph talking about you need this information to put yourself in his place, see how you would like him to approach you if the tables were turned. It's just a reminder that, like, I have not graduated. I'm not in a superior position. The truth is, honestly, that I am trying to remember who I am by being with people who are like me. And that's what the fellowship is, you know. It's connecting to people, you know. And one, to remind myself that I'm still a compulsive overeater. My first thought is frequently self-centered. I have the allergy of the body, even if it's not active, you know. All these things are true about me. And also, nobody likes to be proselytized into a 12-step program. Like, that's just not how it works, you know. And I remember the reason that I chose my sponsor was because she had none of that, you know. And I know personally I get caught up in, I need to be sponsoring and I need to do it this way. And oh my God, if people aren't working the program the way that I think they should be working, and it's just, you know, all this clamor. And I love my sponsor because she basically, we called and I asked her to be my sponsor. She said, well, let's talk. And there was a human connection. It was just really real. And that's the point of this. Get to know this person as a person. And I'll probably find that when I do that, we have a connection. That's when we can work. And maybe they're ready and maybe they're not. If there's any indication he wants to stop, have a good talk with them. It doesn't say if there's a guarantee he wants to stop. For a lot of people who don't want to stop, some of them admitted it right up. Some of them had to figure it out on their own, and that's okay. You know, the rule is over here. So, and it's all about empathy. That's all I've got. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, GNF from Kentucky. Next up for 3 minutes is Robin P. from Costa Rica, and then we're going to open up the line, so be prepared. Hey, good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you so much for your service. I am Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And we just relocated a huge tarantula from our living room just now. Oh, my gosh. When I was sponsored, you know, my sponsor asked me, are you willing to go to any lengths to recover? And I said, yes. And I've asked that question also, and some people say, you know, I just need to think about it, and, you know, and it's going to any lengths. It's just doing the things that, you know, I pick up the phone instead of the food, you know, make outbound calls, you know, and the steps, and then sponsor and be on meetings and, you know, just the usual. It's not weird stuff. It's just going to any length to recover. And, you know, it just takes what it takes. And when people come back and they say, you know, I don't think I'm ready, I just say, just pray to hit bottom. And because that's the only way that we can start being willing to, honest, open, willing to work the steps and recover. And to share this message with others, what we've been so freely given. And, you know, I'm just so grateful for this program today. And I'm so grateful for this team, this God squad here. It's just such a blessing to hear everybody and to know that I can do a 10 step anytime and live in the steps and no matter what I'm going through. And that's, you know, and treating sponsees the way I would want to be treated, you know, with love, tolerance, patience, and kindness, and also boundaries, and sharing. Only I can share what the way I've been shared. I can only sponsor the way I've been sponsored. And so I'm really grateful to know that. And it's just a legacy. You know, that's all I get to do is just keep paying it forward. We leave here on Friday, and we are flying to Florida with these two newly retired jungle dogs who we've been training and help with training, and they're coming as service dogs, and be grateful for your prayers. And we are traveling around for now 4.5 months. We'll be looking to see if we want to buy a home, if we can find a home in the U.S. for half the year. And so we're traveling in this Sprinter van, and just, we can take recovery with us everywhere. I'm so grateful for Vision. No matter where I am in the world, you guys are with me and I'm with you. And it's just such literally a gift. Thank you. God bless everybody with a very blessed abstinent day. I'm sending you all big hugs. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Robin P. from Costa Rica. The lines are now open for folks to comment their experience, strength, and hope on paragraph 2, page 90. Of the big book. If you have not shared in the last 3 days, I would love to take your name and your first initial of your last name and your state. Christ in Washington. Star one, please.
Elaine
B. Mass. Gotcha, thanks.
Diana Y, Philadelphia.
Diana Y, PA, thank you. Anyone else stirring in the belly out there? Press star one. Let's start out then, in the interest of saving this precious time, to Christ from Washington, followed by Elaine. Good morning, Christ.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for everyone who's done service and for the shares. They've been fabulous. So first of all, I want to claim my seat. It's just good to be here with you today. What I've heard and the words I've heard that strike me the most is, you know, we want to give a program of empathy, compassion. I would add empathy to that. We understand, I understand what the sponsees that I'm working with are possibly going through. Of course, I can't know everything. In this day and age, we have wonderful ways of communicating with our sponsees, which is so different from when this book was written. And so I am really grateful for the fact that I have sponsees. I have people reaching out to me, and I am so grateful for the fact that I can reach out to others. The other thing about the compassion, the sympathy, and the empathy, I need to give that to myself, too. For me, it's become a program. The code is, you know, love, tolerance, and I want to add peace and serenity. And I wish that for everyone on the line today. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chris. From Washington, next up, we'll have Elaine B. from Massachusetts, followed by Diana.
Thank you so much, Melanie C. and everybody. Great shares today. It is so important to recognize the sensitivity of somebody who has the same problem that we have, but may not understand how serious and how hopeless it is. Maybe they want to look better on the beach this summer. Maybe they want to, you know, have that safety belt in their car, not feel quite so snug. Maybe they just want to keep eating just like they are, but they want all the benefits of being thin. So they've talked about, they're considering behaviors like anorexia and bulimia. We really don't know. But what we can come with is our experience, our strength, and our hope, our story. More about informing than recruiting, you know, not like that where, oh, I'm going to be the answer to your problems, but just to let them know we found an answer to our problems. We found an answer, and we had a very serious condition. Some of us have had medical complications that we can share. Some of us have been through medical complications abstinently. I went through cancer treatments, you know, 2 years of cancer treatments completely abstinent. Thanks to this program, thanks to my loving higher power, we each have a story that we can tell, that we can share. And it's so helpful to ask questions, to find out a little bit about a protege that we may be considering to work with. Again, you know, it's not likely that we've been introduced to them by the family, but these are wonderful considerations that we need to have in mind when we're making an outreach call to a newcomer who may be just dipping their toes in, or maybe have been in program for 20 years and have never experienced division for you, so they put their name out there. It could be somebody who has tried over and over and over again but hasn't been successful in achieving abstinence and maintaining that recovery and building that relationship with a power greater than ourselves, which we found is the anchor, our solution in all of these different situations. So being prepared to share our story and just to perhaps ask some leading questions that might help somebody identify whether they really are ready, you know. Is this something that you want to stop? Does this disturb you? Are you looking for support? And we don't have to jump right in as a sponsor. We can let people know about meetings like A Vision for You and just point the way to a potential solution that we all are finding or have found. And I'll pass it back.
You got it. Okay, great. Thank you. Next up, before we open up the lines again for a couple of additional shares, would be Diana Y. from Pennsylvania for 3 minutes. And we'll have time for two probably. Hey, good morning, Diana.
Hi, good morning. I'm Diana from Philadelphia, and I am a sugar addict. And out of the 41 years that I've been in this program, I spent 32 years floundering. And I was in fear of giving up sugar. It was my comfort. It was my company, and I'm a night eater. I just couldn't face living my life without sugar. And I had to hit a bottom where I couldn't stand it anymore. And that was 8 years ago that I got abstinent. And my two favorite words in the program are desperation and hopelessness, because that is what I experienced when I finally had it. And I do, when I speak to a new sponsee, I ask them if they feel desperate and hopeless, and if they're ready to be abstinent. And I love sponsoring. I know it keeps me abstinent, and I can't believe that, you know, it's been over 8 years now that I've had all my favorite desserts. I don't miss it, and I'm really grateful that the obsession and craving was taken away from me. I didn't believe in a God out of a death when I was a child, and figured that there is no God. But I was willing to do anything, and I really got into the big book. The big book tells me how to live my life happy on a daily basis. And I go through the big book with my sponsees and point out the really important, well, everything's important, but certain parts of the book are really meaningful to me. And did you say time?
I did, but I'm just about to.
Yeah, anyway, if you really want to stop, there is hope for you, and don't give up. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much. That's perfect time. Diana from Pennsylvania. So it looks like we have about 2 minutes. No, that's not true. We have two shares available, opening to be able to share on paragraph 2, page 90.
Robin L.
Would that be you? Yeah, it would be you, Robin L. Hello. And then anyone else? Press star 1. So we can take it one share at a time. Robin, you want to jump right in for 3?
Certainly. Thanks, Melanie, for your service and for the shares I've heard this morning. Yes, I do this so I can remember who I am. But sometimes in these paragraphs, I find gems that I can apply in my other relationships outside of my sponsee relationships. And in this case, there's a lot in here. Like, have a good talk with the person. So maybe in my family, maybe in some of my primary relationships, I'm not having good talks. I'm just listening for cues about the problem I'm supposed to solve. Or I'm just holding my breath until they finish so that I can jump in with my solution, because I know the answer. Just get to the question. And this kind of indulgence, in a way, where I get an idea of what you're going through and I learn more about what problem you're having and what led up to it and how much this situation is bothering you and where you're leaning for support. Like, all of those things are so valuable, not just in my relationships with sponsees and other fellows, but primarily in my home. Like, an important demonstration of these principles lies in my home. So am I doing this? And then it tells me I need this information. I need this information why to put myself in their place, to identify in with my family members. And, you know, these things that I learn in program, I practice them first with my sponsor and then with my sponsees, and it just ripples outward. And as I get better at this, then my family benefits because I begin to be able to apply these concepts to those relationships too. So that's all from me. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much. Pardon me, Robin L. from, well, we're not real sure. We don't know if she mentioned that. Is there anyone else that would like to share for
North
about
Carolina?
Oh, great. Good. Cause so we want to find you someplace on the membership list, I hope. Robin L. from North Carolina. We have about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes for anyone that would like to comment on paragraph two. We can stand down here for your name.
I'm Marilee. I'd like to share.
Thanks, Marilee. Good morning to you. What's your first initial of your last name and the state you're calling from?
Marilee W., and I'm calling from Colorado, which is Mountain Standard Time.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Okay, about a minute and a half, looks like.
Okay, I just wanted to say thank you for the meeting. I hope I can share this here, but I cannot get into the Vision phone list. I'm on there, but for some reason it's not.
Let me help you right now. Yeah, that's good, so that we make sure that we're sharing on the paragraph. But let me give you my phone number. Are you ready?
Let me get a pen.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Isn't that the way? Melanie is my name. Pacific Time, telephone number 541-908-1221.
Thank you, Melanie.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'll be anxious to visit with you. Okay, let's just close out the meeting today. It sounds like we all have come to the place where we can stop nicely here. That'll give Carla C. a little extra time to get more sponsor contact name information for you. So stand by for that and maybe even a few more newcomers if you're there and not hesitant to open up to her. So let's go ahead with the process of closing out the recorded portion of the meeting, but we'll have a good 10 minutes left of good stuff coming after it's not recorded. So hang with us for that. I would like to ask Cheryl S. to please read from page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only, and then we'll follow that immediately after the recording stops with the Serenity Prayer. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning. This is Cheryl S. in Nevada, recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day and who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then.